Books on Tape presents Remember Me by Sophie Kinsella. Read by Rosalind Landor. Prologue. Of all the crap, crap, crappy nights I've ever had in the whole of my crap life, on a scale of 1 to 10, we're talking a minus 6. And it's not like I even have very high standards. Rain spatters down my collar as I shift from one blistered foot to the other. I'm holding my denim jacket over my head as a makeshift umbrella, but it's not exactly waterproof. I just want to find a taxi, get home, kick off these stupid boots, and run a nice hot bath. But we've been waiting here for 10 minutes, and there's no sign of a cab. My toes are agony. I'm never buying shoes from cut-price fashion again. I bought these boots last week in the sale. Flat, black, patent. I only ever wear flats. They were half a size too small, but the girl said they would stretch and that they made my legs look really long, and I believed her. Honestly, I'm the world's biggest sucker. We're all standing together on the corner of some street in southwest London that I've never been to before, with music pounding faintly from the club below our feet. Carolyn's sister is a promoter and got us discounted entry, so that's why we schlepped all the way here. Only now we have to get home, and I'm the only one even looking for a cab. Fee has commandeered the only nearby doorway and has her tongue down the throat of the guy she chatted up earlier at the bar. He's cute, despite the weird little moustache. Also, he's shorter than Fee, but then a lot of guys are, given she's nearly 6 feet tall. She has long dark hair and a wide mouth.